It's time to recap meeting number one for the Rendalo County Commissioners for 2025 in our studios this morning. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Rich.
County Commissioner Ted Gantz. Good morning. And he's got his the uniform all ready to go. You got it. You're ready to go. You're ready to go for the day.
From
aren't
radio
you?
Interview to my other job.
Exactly, so, right.
You bet.
Did you hear that forecast?
I did. I know that not good. I was hoping that we'd hang on to these moderate temperatures but that's high of 15. That's no good.
Extra thick thermal underwear for everybody.
Going to have the long johns on for sure. You bet.
Let's get to the agenda. And Manny, the agenda is quite thick. It's a lot of stuff from yesterday.
A lot of stuff. You bet. Obviously, our first meeting in January is typically a pretty long one, just because it's a reorganization of the board in the county, and so it's just a lot of housekeeping items. But you bet it still takes time. Yes, sir.
All right, let's get to the agenda. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Nope, nobody was present yesterday, Rich.
Review accounts payable claims.
We took a look at all the invoices, and we go through that every meeting and look through those and make sure that something doesn't pop out or something that we need to take care of, you bet.
Board of Equalization meeting and Treasurer Crystal Dack on motor vehicle exemptions.
Yeah, Crystal stopped by again. This is just all to do with primarily religious or educational places. They get a tax exemption on their vehicles. There was five separate entities, one being the McCook Humane Society, McCook Christian Church, St. Patrick's Catholic Church, First Assembly of God, and the Southwest Nebraska Training Center, SWATS. There was 23 vehicles in total, and we approved those tax exemptions on all 23 of those vehicles, Rich.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened, and then the call to order by you and move to elect a chairman and to run the meeting and the election of officers take place.
Yeah, this is just we take a motion in a second to have the clerk, Penny Cooper, run the meeting and just until the chairman of the board is assigned or appointed, I guess. And so that moves pretty quickly. So I'll go through the list here of the annual reorganization. We elected the chairman and vice chair of the Board of Commissioners. I was voted as chairman of the board, and Randy Dean was voted as vice chair of the Board of Commissioners for the 2024-2025 year. Then we elected the chairman and vice chair of the Board of Equalization. That would be chair would be Randy Dean, and vice chair is Charles Fritchie. We elected the chairman and vice chairman of the Noxious Weed Control Authority. Chairman will be Charles Fritchie, and the vice chair will be Randy Dean. Then we go on to the different boards, that we sit on. I was appointed to the Red Willow County Health Department Board, Fair Board, E911 Committee, and then the Board of Trustees of the Southwest Nebraska Public Health Department, Inc. Commissioner Dean was appointed to the RC&D Board, Region 2 Governing Board, Planning and Zoning Committee, Reward Board of Directors, and Hillcrest Nursing Home Board. Then finally, Commissioner Charles Fritchie was appointed to the McCook Economic Development Committee, City and County Cooperative Committee, Nebraska County Extension Board, Veterans Service Committee, the County Visitors Committee, and the Work Ethic Camp Community Involvement Committee. So,
there's a lot of committees there.
There is a lot of committees. So, besides just being a commissioner and going to the meetings, then you have these other board meetings you have to attend. And so, you bet. So, every year we go through and do this reorganization of the board, and you bet. So, we got through that portion of the meeting, and then we also, another item of business is we renewed the contract with County Road Superintendent Miller and Associates for 2025. We reappointed Kevin Darling as the emergency manager for 2025. We also reappointed Michael Simmons as the Veterans Service Officer for 2025. Reappointed Sonia Prentice as the Noxious Weed Superintendent for 2025. Reappointed Brandy Bird as the County Health Director. We reappointed Billy Cole as the County Waste Director. And then we designated the McCook Gazette as the official county newspaper and the Red Willow County website as an additional method for providing public meeting notice. We also adopted Resolution 1549, Book 24, page 56, designating banks as depositories for the Red Willow County for the calendar year of 2025. Again, this didn't change much. A lot of these things are kind of, like I said, housekeeping items. We went on through the meeting. We amended a motion from December 23rd. This was just a time change because we had some public hearings yesterday, which we'll go over. But we changed the 10 o'clock that we had originally set for the holiday subdivision preliminary hearing and final plats. We moved that to 10:30. So we just had to have a motion and a second for that, Rich. Then at 10 o'clock, we had a public hearing on the 1 and 6 year road plan. Essentially what this is we go through and Miller & Associates comes in and talks to us about our structures, typically bridge structures or box culverts. We had only two on the map currently. They're box culverts, but we also voted to add a third. A lot of these box culverts, Rich, were built like back in 1935. So some of them, obviously as concrete over time ages, you get cracking in it and so forth. And they're just uncertain if there's really any reinforcement in it or rebar in it. So we have three box culverts there that we're going to have to look at. One by Clues, or what used to be Clues Gardens or Farms. That one there has some troubles with its wing walls, and so that one's, and then there's some cracking to that one. We also have one east of Indianola, and then north, they're just a short bit off the highway. That one is completely plugged. And then we also have one down in my district down by Lebanon that we need to get some ID or some reflective markers on. And then, but just kind of, they watchdog those, make sure they're in compliance, and we just try to make sure they're safe. You bet.
Had another public hearing dealing with McCook Concrete Sand and Gravel.
We did. This was for a conditional use permit. Dredging operation or gravel pit is located there off of Perry Grain Road. This has gone through our zoning board. They have reviewed it. They approved it unanimously. And so we also approved that conditional use permit and approved resolution number 1553. So they can start their operations out there. You bet.
And then another public hearing, a holiday subdivision preliminary and final plats.
Yep. We went through that again. This same thing. This was also reviewed by the zoning board and approved unanimously. This is kind of a zoning deal where if you have under 5 acres, you can't build or have a house. So whether you split lot sizes is essentially what this is. Some people get, when they see here subdivision, they think, oh wow, we're getting a new subdivision, right? But in this case, it was just splitting of a lot so that you could build on the other half. And so we approved that, at least approved the preliminary and final plats. And with that, we also approved resolution number 1554. You bet.
David Hoyt, concerns regarding neighbors filling dry creek and flooding.
Yes, this has kind of been an ongoing issue. Two springs ago, the ground was still frozen and we received a fair amount of rainfall. And then obviously the rain and the water has nowhere to soak into. So we had some flooding out by the city of McCook's water treatment plant out here southwest of McCook. And then we had some flooding over the road and in ditches, and we were having some trouble with some water. And in this case, we did some looking, and it would appear that possibly the dry creek was at one time filled in. So we did some discussing with our zoning administrator Craig Bennett, and we forward some of our zoning laws and regulations to, we voted to forward that information to the county attorney, Paul Wood, and hopefully we'll have a letter sent out later to kind of, hopefully this will rectify the situation and we can get that back open so we don't have any flooding down there. You bet.
And then finally, the concerns regarding Road 719 at Drive 31 tabled or moved to in the next meeting.
Yes, that's correct. Yep, that's exactly.
Consent agenda, a couple of things there.
Yep, we had a few things there. Item number one was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number two was approve accounts payable claims. And item number three was authorized chairman's signature on management representation letter for Donald D. Wilson, the CPA for the Red Willow County. And then also item number four, the authorized chairman's signature on oversized load permit for Wardcraft Homes. And item number five was reappoint Brian Reynolds and Gail Rippey to the Fair Board. And then also appoint Galen Perry to the Fair Board. Those five items, we had item number five removed and then just tabled for further discussion. And then we approved items 1, 2, 3, and 4 yesterday. Rich? Yes, sir.
And then correspondence?
We had some correspondence as well. Miller & Associates, new requirements from NDOT on bridges. We have some bridges within the county that Nebraska Department of Transportation has changed their forms and the way they're doing some of their bridge inspections. So Miller & Associates, there's just correspondence. They wanted to know if they wanted us, for us to measure our bridges and get the information on those bridges to the state, or whether we wanted to hire them to do that work. You bet. Then also another correspondence was from NACO, and this just covered the required education for our weed control superintendent. And so they offer 40 hours of continuing ed, and you have to complete 20 hours. So we looked through that correspondence. We also had some reports. We had the sheriff's monthly report, clerk's monthly report. Clerk took in $16,756.86. Then the district court clerk took in $3,569.76. So we went through those reports and we adjourned at 11:53 yesterday, Rich.
So off and running with all the meetings for 2025.
Yep, here we are. I think January 27th is looking to be pretty large as well. Mm-hmm. So, we're staying busy, that's for sure.
As we always say, if you want to sit in on the county commissioner's meeting, you can sit right in and listen, can't you?
Absolutely. Come up, stop by, give us a call. Our numbers are all, the commissioner's numbers are all listed on the county's website, and you bet. And like I said before, I mean, it's tough to keep our eyes on everything, so if there's something out there, then give us a shout. You bet.
Always appreciate coming in, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Rich.